Got Gilda back on the phone. Gilda, I filled up my coffee cup. Thanks for coming back with us.
Not a problem.
All right. Specifically, talk about what programs the cuts will face and perhaps how many people they affect.
Well, for right out of the box, we know that there are cuts through the DHS Services Conference Committee to 124,000 kids. And there are only right now 36,000 kids in families where no adult receives any cash assistance. Only those kids will be able to keep a very meager clothing allowance, which is about $80 per child.
Is that per month, per year?
No, that's per child per year.
Okay.
So that's, you know, basically when school starts in the fall and everybody goes out to get, you know, their first outfit or their new pair of sneakers, that's usually what it's used for, that kind of back-to-school clothing allowance for the very poorest kids.
Okay.
You know, so there are 124,000 other kids who are not going to get, you know, that $80. And that maybe seems like a paltry amount. It really isn't, you know, when you've got, you know, these kids who really are coming from pretty much nothing in these families. Now, there are, you know, there's this other set of people that, because they are now creating stricter 48-month time limits to receive assistance through the Family Independence Program, that will go off the rolls. It would be about a 15% cut to people who are presently receiving benefits. So, you know, we're talking that's you know, thousands of people. And for people that are living sort of on the edge of poverty, who are just barely making it, we're certain that we're going to have more homeless adults, which means we're going to have more homeless kids. And right now, we already have 20,000 kids in Michigan that are already homeless. Church Free Press a couple of months ago did an amazing article that highlighted this. There was also a cut to adults who receive what's called state disability assistance. So what's happened is that they're grandfathering in about 10,000 people, but from this point forward, anybody new would be getting a cut from $269 a month to $200 a month. And this is a program for people who, maybe they're only on that for maybe 7, 8, 9 months until their other benefits are put in place. But if that's their only form of income, you know, that other $69 is huge. I mean, it's huge. It's the difference between being able
all right,
to pay Gil,
it out. Here's what I know about situations like this. I come from a single-parent home.
Okay.
There were times where we were on these types of subsidies. But my mom, much like I would do, I'd work at McDonald's if I had to support my family. And there were a lot of instances where people we know who were getting aid that was supposed to be for the kids, but the adults used it. And there could be a cycle here where families were on this for years and years and years. Well, the kids need it. Well, you know what? Don't the parents need to find whatever work they can and get out there and take the pressure?
I'm not saying, all I'm saying is you cannot paint everybody with the same brush. There really
needs to be
some discretion that workers have to say, you know, let's really take a look at a situation. Before the break, I started to talk about areas of very, very high unemployment. So if somebody did want to go and work at McDonald's, but they're in a depressed area where there are no, those jobs aren't even available, you know, what do you do? You still throw those people off? You can't say, well, go move someplace, because that's ridiculous.
So, Gilda, I asked you, who's going to pick up the slack?
What's the
short-term solution? How can we help these folks?
The short-term solution is this business tax shouldn't be as great as it is. I think that as we look at shared sacrifice, there is really not a shared sacrifice on the business community in this state right now. We're kind of giving them everything. And I'm saying everybody has to pick up the slack, but what has happened is that this budget truly is on the backs of seniors and kids that are in public school and our most vulnerable people. That just doesn't sit right with me.
Okay, now let's just say that gets changed and we start getting more funding from the business community for services like this. Until that happens, is there any resource to help these programs and help these people, or until there's change made, they're just going to be out of luck?
Well, I honestly think they are going to be out of luck. If you take a look at the charitable contributions, and in fact, we, in doing this budget, they all, the state also got rid of the charitable deduction credits for people who like gave money to a food bank, for example. If you take a look at the United Ways, they're either flat or down throughout the state. You know, people are not giving as much money in charity. Even churches are running out of money and resources to give to people. The homeless shelters are, you know, are full. The food banks are receiving more more business, so to speak, than they ever have before. So, you know, I think that there's this feeling where, you know, the sort of the nonprofit world and individuals are going to be able to pick up the slack. The problem is that's just not happening. There are not the resources out there. So I think we're going to have a situation where you're going to have more homeless people. You know, you hope that crime will not be up, but that may be an effect of what's going on. You know, I think we just have to kind of take a measured approach to, you know, understanding that we want people to get the skills they need to be successful. And believe me, you know, the whole issue of workforce development is an issue that cannot get lost for sort of the poorest of our population. I think that the state's done a really good job looking at how do you take an engineer who's lost a job and make him into a professor at a college. But we also have to look at making sure that we eradicate adult illiteracy.